This podcast helps you to understand who the poor were and the reasons behind the problem of poverty in Elizabethan times. Who were the poor in Elizabethan England? Working labourers often made up what was known as the settled poor. These were people who had jobs but were at risk from natural disasters such as poor harvests or the loss of a loved one. During the period 1580 to 1603, more people were falling into poverty. Another group amongst the settled poor were women who had been abandoned by their husbands. Widows also made up a large proportion of the settled poor, and they often had to make ends meet by taking in washing or jobs of that nature. Although life for the settled poor was bad, at least they had a roof over their heads and sometimes benefited from alms. Outside the towns lived people who were in a more desperate situation, the vagrant poor. These were usually small groups of men and sometimes women who wandered from place to place looking for work. Sometimes they might find some seasonal work, but more often than not, villagers punished them by running them out of the village. Those that were reluctant to go could be whipped out of the village by the parish constable. What were the reasons behind the growing problem of poverty during the period? The growing population led to an increase in poverty. Between 1520 and 1600, the population of England almost doubled. This growth in population was accompanied by a growth in prices. Although all prices rose, it was the growth in food prices which really caused problems. The wages of poor labourers failed to keep up with the rising cost of bread. The problem of poverty was exacerbated by three key things in the late 1580s and 90s. First, in 1586, 1595, 1596 and 1597, there were bad harvests, which meant that food became more expensive. Second, in the late 1590s, there was a downfall in demand for woolen cloth. And finally, there were more frequent outbreaks of plague, which affected local economies.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.